الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
The Umayyad Masjid of Damascus is home to a unique tradition. Historically, each of its three minarets would host three muadhins, each facing a different direction. And when it was time to make the adhan, this would equate to nine muadhins in total, ensuring that all of the old city would hear the adhan.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
This practice is somewhat preserved. These days, six to nine muadhins make the adhan together in a group with one microphone placed between them in a chamber located inside the masjid. They follow particular rules of intonation, and the style of the adhan differs per the days of the week and particular salat. It is symbolic for the adhan to be reverberating so profusely in a city where possibly both the muadhins of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried. We head this morning to the historic cemetery of Damascus, Bab al-Saghir, which is situated about 200 meters to the southwest of one of the seven doors of the old city of Damascus that has the same name. The qubur of Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu an, and possibly another of the esteemed muadhins of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu an, are at the top of the list of the places we seek to visit and make dua at. But beyond these most esteemed personages, Bab al-Saghir is large and rich, and it and its vicinity contains the qubur of yet more significant figures, such as Sayyiduna Muawiyah, Abu Darda, Darda radiallahu anha, Aus bin Aus al-Thaqafi, one of the Ahlus Sufa, Dirar bin al-Azwar, Khawla bint al-Azwar, Dhunun Misri, Imam Dhahabi, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, and Ibn Abidin rahimahullah. Standing before Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, one is awestruck to be next to a man who enjoyed such a close relationship with the beloved of Allah.
Suffice it to say that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would witness every battle and every journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was always by his side. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to be left alone, he only allowed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be with him. And I want you to think about the closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before every adhan, would seek permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call the adhan. So it wasn't just going out and calling the adhan. That in and of itself is five times of access to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
One is transported to his anguish of torture at the hands of the mushrikeen. His unparalleled steadfastness, the honor granted to him of being a muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his glad tidings of Jannah.
Bilal would be dragged until his skin would peel from his body, and then they would beat him with their sticks, and they would pelt him with stones. And what would Bilal say? He would say, Ahad, one Allah, Ahad, one Allah. Then they would, in the sweltering heat of the Arab Peninsula, for those who have been, they would make him lie down. They would put armor upon him so he would boil even more. And then they would put a rock upon his chest, and it would feel as though his ribs are being crushed. And then they would say, Oh Bilal, denounce your religion. And he would say, Ahad, Ahad. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that every single Sahabi, they tortured them to the degree that they broke them, besides Bilal radiallahu anhu. Besides Bilal, they would beat him, and then they would say to him, Is Lat and Uzza your Lord? And finally they would say, Yes. At occasions, a spider would be walking past, and they would say, Is that spider your Lord? And they would say, Yes. He says the only man that they couldn't break was Bilal, the only man. Why? Because Bilal broke them. Prophet ﷺ said, a person who gives the adhan and all those people who pray with him, he gets the reward for all those people. Can you imagine getting the reward of the salah of Abu Bakr, the salah of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the salah of Khalid bin Walid, the salah of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, and all these eminent sahaba radiallahu anhum? And the narration mentioned that Bilal radiallahu anhu, he didn't leave any children behind him. Actually, he left no wealth behind him. He died in relative poverty. But you know what the inheritance of Bilal was? It was the adhan. From generation to generation, the Muslims have adopted the adhan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-jannatu mushtaqun ila Bilal." Jannah longs for Bilal. We long for Jannah and Jannah longs for Bilal.
It was the spirit of jihad that brought Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu to distant Damascus, as well as the difficulty of coping with the fragrant memories of the time spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would rush back to him whilst he was stationed in Medina Munawwara.
Bilal radiallahu anhu tried to give the adhan. Every time he would reach Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he would begin to choke. And then he went to Abu Bakr and he said, Abu Bakr, because he couldn't bear to remain in Medina without the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Abu Bakr, allow me to leave, because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the virtue of jihad. I want to do jihad. And Abu Bakr said, no, Bilal, you stay with me. I need you. And Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Abu Bakr, if you freed me for yourself, then keep me. But if you freed me for the sake of Allah, then let me go.
After years of enduring the pain of separation from his beloved, it was on his deathbed in Damascus, the joy of an imminent reunion ultimately found expression.
And the narration mentioned in Damascus, he was passing away. And his wife said, but when she was passing away, she said, Wa huzna. She said, what grief, what sadness. And Bilal said, La. He said, say, Wa farha. He said, what happiness, what happiness. Ghadan sa'alqi Muhammadan wa ashaba. He said, tomorrow, Ghadan sa'altaqi Muhammad wa ashaba. He said, tomorrow, I will meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions.
Not too far away, shaded by some pine trees, lies the Dariha, said to contain the remains of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu. Like many qubur attributed to important persons across Bilad al-Sham, there is no absolute certainty that he is buried here. Nonetheless, the probability of having two of the muadhins of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interred in one place, here in historic Damascus, makes for a very beautiful phenomenon. Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu was the blind sahabi who received special reference in the Quran through Surah Abasa. He played a key role in preparing the ground in Medina for the arrival of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had the honor of being made the Amir of Medina in the absence of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Abasa wa tawalla. He frowned and he turned away. Anja'ahu al-a'ma. As the blind man came to him, interrupting him. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّ. How do you know he's not coming to you so that he may be purified? أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعُهُ الذِّكْرَى. Or he would be reminded, and the reminder would benefit him. How do you think the Prophet ﷺ looked at Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu after that incident? Every time he would see him, the Prophet ﷺ would stand up and the Prophet ﷺ would say to him, Marhaban biman aatabani fihi rabbi. Marhaban, welcome to the one on whose behalf Allah admonished me.
Most significant for us today, in the city of unique adhans, is that he too earned the honor of being a muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to send Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu out to give the adhan for Qiyamul Layl. If you've ever been in Mecca and Medina, Umrah, Hajj, you get confused when you hear that adhan for Qiyamul Layl. So the Prophet ﷺ would tell Bilal radiallahu anhu to go out and to call the adhan, and that would wake the people up sometime before Fajr. The Prophet ﷺ then said, فَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يُؤَذِّنَ إِبْنُ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ. So eat and drink, meaning if you're planning to fast, eat and drink until you hear the adhan of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is the adhan of Fajr. Okay? The wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ. Why couldn't Bilal just do both adhans radiallahu anhu? What is the function in that society when the first man that gives the adhan and the most prominent man for the adhan is someone who was in the most denigrated place in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For his color, for his status, for his, you know, lack of a tribe, everything that would be associated with lowliness in the days of ignorance, due to their ignorance, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, associates with Bilal radiallahu anhu, and look how Allah has elevated him. And now, the Prophet ﷺ, the second person who is honored, is the only companion who we know that was born blind, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor that man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was setting up a certain way within the community.
From this land of Sham, the land of gathering for Qiyamah, it is noteworthy to visualize how the leader of the Mu'adhins will emerge towards the plains of resurrection.
Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, Abshir ya Bilal, glad tidings, O Bilal. And he said, for what, ya Aba Abdullah? He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Bilal will come on the Day of Judgment holding a raya, holding a standard, and all of the mu'adhins will follow Bilal until they enter Jannah.
In the same vicinity of these qubur in Bab al-Saghir, we find the resting place of another most eminent sahabi, Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Here lies a scribe of wahi, the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first to prepare the Muslim navy and the first Muslim leader to attempt an attack on Constantinople. Muawiyah radiallahu an long served as the governor of Sham, and when he became the Khalif, he made Damascus the capital of the Muslim empire. From him blossomed the Umayyad dynasty, which established Damascus as a global capital. Dimashq became a major political, cultural and economic hub of the Muslim world. And from here, the Umayyads expanded Islam into Spain, North Africa, Central Asia and the Indian subcontinent. We visit some of the graves of the great Umayyad rulers that are also found here in Bab al-Saghir. Back in the vicinity of the Umayyad Masjid, we are at the feet of another sword from the swords of Allah. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, the liberator of Bayt al-Maqdis, the lover of ahadith, the protector of the creed of the Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Damascus was where Sayyiduna Salahuddin spent his last days, and we relive those emotional moments. The soldier of Allah passed on at the hour of Fajr on Wednesday 27th Safar 589 Hijri, corresponding with the 4th of March 1193. As he passed away, he had a smile on his face, and Sheikh Abu Jafar was reciting the concluding verses of Surah Tawbah. None has the right to be worshipped but he. In him I put my trust. The citadel, the city, and the entire Muslim world was plunged into grief. Many had wished that it was them rather than the Sultan who died. Condolences poured in from far and wide. Despite his vast empire, Salahuddin effectively died a pauper. A final visitation point in the Salahiyya district of Damascus is the grave of Ibn Arabi rahimahullah. Salahiyya is at the base of Mount Qasiyun. Established during the Ayyubid period, it became a refuge for Muslim scholars and settlers fleeing the Crusades. The district is renowned for its rich Islamic heritage, housing numerous religious institutions such as masajid and madaris. Ibn Arabi rahimahullah, who rests here, deeply influenced the field of tasawwuf. He wrote profusely, and his ideas shaped later Sufi orders and thinkers. inside the masjid that contains his grave, the air today is filled with fragrant praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.